99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand.
All right, set to the bar. Small examples of what not to do. And we go to the Great White North, Canada, for this one. If you can manage to make it through the day without calling 911 because your mom changed your Xbox password, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. I get you feel that is an emergency. However, that is not classified as an actual emergency by the authorities.
Yeah, the Halton Regional Police actually sent out a reminder tweet on Tuesday saying, never thought we'd have to say this, but here we are. Mom changing your Xbox password is not a reason to call 911. Yes, this happened.
So, just like the fact that there needs to be instructions on the box of Pop-Tarts.
Yep, remove from foil wrapper. Right, exactly. So, again, you know, listen, kids are going to get wronged, they feel, and they're going to feel like that the parents are being unfair to them, and they don't know who to turn to, so they know that, you know what, I can call the authorities on them. That is not necessarily a good reason to call the authorities.
Yeah, we need to, again, just remind them it's kind of life and death, like personal injury kind of emergencies.
Now, you don't know what game they were maybe playing on Xbox. It could be life and death, Kelly.
Okay.
Depending on what game they were playing.
Actual life and death.
Oh, okay. All right.
Not virtual.
All right. Fine. So, yeah, you know, if you can manage to make it through the day without calling 911 because your mom or your girlfriend or your wife changed your Xbox password, you're doing okay. Yes, I was
call
being
the Geek Squad.
Yes, I was being very sexist there and just assuming that it was going to be a guy that was going to get pissed that his significant other changed the
pretty valid
password.
Guess. Not a lot of women that are. I'll just say this. We're probably smarter and know not to do that.
I'll give you that.
More than the man.
I'll give you that. All right, that's Set at the Bar on 99.7 EJX.